Okay, so your special this morning is called Your Mercy. The words as you walk through this, you'll see it talks about how God feels our fear. God hears our cries. He catches our tears. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that we have a sound mind, not made of fear. God declares us we shouldn't live in fear. And fears can be a crippling thing. But yet when we press on and when we overcome, we just see the greatest victories. I was on my way to a Chrysalis team meeting. There's a boys' flight, Chrysalis flight, actually coming up here on President's Day weekend. If you guys know anybody age 15 to 24, and the young men that would like to attend that, it's awesome and amazing. It has some great talks. I've been previewing all of them. But as I'm on my way there, I'm going up I-75. Came across 129, going up 75. It was up in Lebanon. And as I'm driving along, I'm coming up to the rest stop. And as I'm approaching the rest stop, God says, I need you to go to the rest stop. I said, well, what do you mean you need me to go to the rest stop? Go to the rest stop. So I go to the rest stop. Walk in. Do my thing. Come on out. And out in the lobby there at that particular restaurant, there was a couple people sitting there. And I said, Lord, I knew you got me here for a reason. What's going on? But there was two people there, and I was kind of feeling that I needed to talk to the one, but it wasn't really strong. So I kind of turned my back, and I was looking at my phone, and I turned back around another 30 seconds later, and they were gone. Okay. All right. So I'm walking back out to the car. And as I'm walking out to the car, I said, Lord, you got me here for a reason. Make it clear. I looked to my left, and it was clear. There's a guy walking along. He has his hoodie on. And I can tell you, a lot of people, that would cause fear, right? Just and in the right environment, that could probably cause fear. And I'm not. And don't get me wrong. Don't intertwine fear with common sense, okay? But God said, that's the guy. I mean, he clearly said to me, that's the guy. I said, cool. So I walk up to the guy. He said, man, can you help me jump my car? This is a rest stop, remember? Can you help me jump my car? I'll give you $5. I said, yeah, I'll help you jump your car. He said, man, the people are mean in this area. So as it turns out, by the grace of God, he had about 3 parking spaces next to his car. I was able to wheel around, and we got it, and had to charge up a little bit. While we're charging up, I'm talking to this guy. And he said, where are you from? I said, I'm from the Frankfurt area originally. He said, just got out, just leaving the Cincinnati area to get out of the hospital. So what's going on? He was shot through his nose, down into his jaw. The bullet lodged right in his jaw. Yeah, pretty bad, huh? So I was just ministering to him. I asked him, I said, man, do you attend a church? Yeah, no. He had a girlfriend and somebody in the car. They were headed up north of Dayton. So we got his car started. And on occasion, the Holy Spirit will do this with me, and he did it with me. He said, Greg, open up your wallet. All right? So I gave him some money. You would have thought this guy won the lottery. I probably got 3 or 4 hugs from this guy. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so why do I share this whole thing with you? It's not about me, right? It's definitely not about me. It's about being obedient to him. I could have just buzzed. I was running marginally late where I needed to be in Lebanon, and God said, stop there. Obedience. Don't fear being obedient. Do not fear. So the song this morning speaks on your mercies, on the mercies of God, overcoming that fear. And just getting it done in the name of Jesus.
I once was lost, I walked away, the road was dark. Could not see, my hope was gone, the pain was real, but your mercy, you saw my steps, you felt my fear, you heard my cry, you caught my tear. Arms open wide, you ran to me, with your mercy. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King, I bow my heart to see. You saved me, you raised me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy. He gave me life beyond the grave. My deepest shame is cast away. You sing a song that covers me. It's your mercy. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King, I bow my heart to sing. You save me, you raise me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy.
Your loving kindness leads me to repentance.
Your loving kindness, it leads me to repentance. Your loving kindness that leads me to repentance. Lord, let your kindness, let it lead me to repentance. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King, I bow my heart to sing. You save me, you raise me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this. Your mercy, your mercy. I stand before my King, I bow my heart to sing. You save me, you raise me. You died so I could live. No greater love than this, your mercy.